A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come." And they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that Jesus was speaking to them of John the Baptist. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a child, Christmas was my favorite time of year. It was a magical time, with the anticipation of the baby Jesus in the manger, Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, the childlike wonder of Santa Claus, and gifts given in celebration of God's birthday. Getting the Christmas tree was a great family adventure. Into the woods with a sled, trudging through knee-deep snow, my father keeping an eye out for the perfect tree. While a Charlie Brown version seemed quite fine in my child's eyes. The tree, trimmed with colorful, sparkling lights, dazzled my imagination and sparked the simple joy of awe that so easily awakens in a child's heart. The memory of those days still brings a warm and deep smile to my heart. Yet, as those memories have grown deeper, I have come to believe that Christmas is not for children. Of course, there is always the temptation to stay focused on the baby Jesus and get caught up in the sparkle of Santa Claus. It's a comfortable place to settle into, and it's easy to want to stay there. But inevitably, we are confronted with the voices of Elijah and John the Baptist, prophets sent by God to awaken us from our sleep, to disturb us in our comfort, questioning our allegiance to false gods and having the audacity to name the idols we ourselves have created. Elijah and John the Baptist are not for children. They come with and demand answers to adult questions. To whom have you given your heart? In what do you place your trust? Where do you seek your security? The tradition of Elijah and John the Baptist is the same prophetic tradition that points us to the birth of Jesus. Jesus, the prophet above all prophets, the teacher par excellence, the mouth of God, the word of God, the healer through whom all healers receive their power, the living God, alive with us. Prophets oftentimes arise in times of turmoil, confusion, upheaval, and uncertainty. they seem to shine brightest at times when the old way of being is falling apart. Once again, in the year 2008, God sends the prophet. The Christian community throughout the world must embrace the adult questions once again. In the midst of global uncertainty, in the midst of a world that seems to have lost its direction, we are challenged to name our own personal idols, to name all of those things or situations